Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. And this is your chance to ask us questions and get channeled messages to provide you with answers about yourself, your life, or anything else that is you want to ask about. So we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. And my wonderful, amazing co-host is the magical DC Love. And as soon as my computer screen comes up, I will click on it. Here you are.
Hello, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yay. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm so blessed to be here. My journey is a little different possibly than others that you've heard about. It started with sugar cookies that flew off my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me, tears sat upon me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this helped me to be where I am today on this amazingly incredible path. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly worked in the law enforcement field. And some of the education that I've received for this part of my journey was done in a non-conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes I was there visiting loved ones, but other times I attended schools of higher learning. It helps me to really see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began. I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary. As well, I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was all sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered at that time as well, I do have this amazingly strong connection to spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357 and offering angelic love instead. And my journey is just, it's all about love. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, and activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. And my journey started out with me wanting to be of service, me wanting to help other people to heal their lives. And over the course of about 15 years or so, I have come to knowing that it is me that it is important that I work with. It is my life that I have the control, the responsibility, the power in. And so now I'm always looking at ways to make my life better and then sharing what I learn about me with other people. So it's taken me from looking out there and what's going on in the world to looking within myself and what's going on within me and releasing those beliefs that no longer serve me so that I am no longer stuck in problems. And it is wonderful to now see solutions, sometimes even before I even know there's a problem, I know the solution. And it's taking me to a whole different level of existence. And I absolutely love it. And I love sharing it with other people. You can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots and lots of information there. Feel free to look around. There's free healing. There's all kinds of stuff. And hopefully you'll find what you've been looking for. Okay, DC, we have several callers. Are you ready?
I am. How exciting. Yes.
Okay. Our first caller is from area code 313.
Hello, how are you? My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. How are you both?
Hey, Sherelle, how are you?
How are you? Good. Hi, DC.
You? It's been a while. You sound amazing.
Oh, I wish I was amazing.
You are. You're still amazing. You gotta just own
thank
it.
Thank you, darling. You are too. You got a beautiful voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
So what's going on?
I was just like, messages from the other side. I don't think I want to go forward with this pregnancy. I don't think I want to go forward with this pregnancy at all.
Okay. You know what? Everything is for you, honey. And whatever you do, you're always supported, okay?
Okay. But I was just like, the messages from the other side.
Okay. And
your guide. Go ahead.
Cheryl, I see Mother Mary around you, honey, and she's holding you in her heavenly embrace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, my beloved Cheryl, you know, all of this worrying, all of this thinking, it's so much, it's too much to, you know, to be holding on to. She wants you to, you know, maybe think a little bit less and maybe feel just a little bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she knows all the fears that you're having. She feels your emotions, and she's saying, I'm here, my beloved, to comfort, support, and guide you, okay? And she just wants you to, you know, to do what's best for you. Archangel Michael is with you. He's standing with you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just as, you know, you're here with us right now, just, you know, just feel and, like, see and, you know, notice all the beautiful blessings that you have, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting like you're sort of, you know, like you're just wound up in yourself, and which is understandable. And it's sort of like you've almost forgotten like different things around you. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
Mother Mary is asking, you know, that you try to look around and see what's right, you know, in your life, what's right around you, instead of, you know, seeing all the stuff that, you know, maybe not what you're wanting. Okay. And she's going to help you, and I'm getting there's going to be a lot of blessings coming your way, Cheryl, okay? I'm even getting the word miracle around you. Jesus is with you and is going to help you as well if you'll allow with the angels, Mother Mary, with the situation that you're in presently, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm getting the word miracle around, you know, everything. Okay, something is going to come your way, and it's not going to be something that you expect, okay? And
yes.
Mother Mary is going to stay with you to offer you the support and strength you need, okay? Emotional comfort, healing. She's saying, my beloved, please lean on me whenever you need me. I'm here, okay? And she's going to guide you in regard to the steps to take, you know, for that miracle that's waiting just for you, Cheryl, okay?
Hope it's a big check or something.
Okay.
Hope it's a big check.
Getting, you
my
know,
car
it's
or something.
But I see, like all these four-leaf clovers around you, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting that there's going to be abundance coming on all different levels, and it's
mm-hmm.
your birthright. So just open up your arms wide to receive it. Allow mm-hmm. the angels to come daily and connect with you and help you to connect with that beautiful flow of abundance and prosperity, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, Jesus is with you. The angels are with you. And they're going to help you to just like look over your life, see the patterns that are there, and really to help you to make the changes that are going to be for your benefit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just to move forward confidently and, you know, see the lessons that are learned. And one of the biggest things is you are like so highly intuitive, Cheryl. You've got to trust what you're feeling. Okay?
Okay.
So again, like I said, Archangel Michael, he's standing right by your side. He's not leaving, he's saying. Okay? To really help you to just like move forward and not be afraid. Okay? And there's something you're going to have to do that's going to help you to move beyond your comfort zone. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, it's sort of like he's almost like, I'm like looking at, what's he doing to you? He's almost like he's turning this valve, Cheryl, and he's releasing the pressure. Okay?
Okay.
helping you to get rid of all that pressure, okay? And the angels are with you, and they're saying, Sherelle, they want to help you to really know everything that's going on. So it's sort of like you only see part of the picture. They want to show you the entire picture, okay?
Okay.
It's sort of like you're watching a movie, and if you shut it off before the end, you can only guess what the ending would be, okay? So they want to show you the whole entire picture, okay?
Okay.
And, okay, Archangel Michael is with you, and he's handing you this beautiful key. It's a golden key. And all you have to do is walk forward, you know, and look straight ahead. There's this beautiful door, and it's a really magical door. And
yes.
You hold the key to that door, Sherelle, okay? And
okay.
All you have to do is use the key in the door, open the door, walk through, and allow all the good stuff, you know, that's on the other side of the door to come to you, okay?
I really feel
like, you know, there's going to be some
good stuff
coming your way, okay? But you've always got to, you know, pray instead of worry, because worry, what does worry do? It just brings about more worry, okay?
Right.
And, you know, when you're in that state of mind, it's like you're stuck, you can't move forward. It brings about physical pain. Give that all to the angels. Let it go. You don't have to hold on to that, okay?
Okay.
So just know that, like, when you're in a state of worry, it's almost like you're in your car and, you know, you have your pedal to the metal, girlfriend, and you're not going anywhere, okay? It's just because you're stuck in worry, okay? Turn the worries into prayers. Pour out your heart, whatever's on your mind, hon, okay? There's never any judgment. But you're going to be, you know, able to shift from the fear that you have to really have faith. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense. I have been worrying a lot, especially about this pregnancy. I'm only 7 weeks, and I don't think I want to go forward with it due to who it's by.
Uh-huh.
It was just a careless thing that had happened, but, you know,
okay.
I just don't think I want to go forward. But hopefully I'll be forgiven for the decision I make. Yes, I have the financial car just been giving me the flux as well. I'm ready for a new job. My supervisor plays favoritism, and I'm just ready for a shift. I really am.
Well, sure you are. Archangel Michael is asking you to let go of self-blame and forgive yourself, number one, okay?
Okay.
So don't blame, you know, get rid of the blame, get rid of all of that, forgive yourself, and let go of the fear, okay? And he's going to help you to stay centered and just to allow yourself to have peace. I feel like your emotions are like a roller coaster, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've got to really try to, you know, try to get yourself, like, on more of an even keel.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to what you're feeling, because your emotions are giving you, you know, the answers that you're looking for, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, like, you've got to watch, because even other people around you, maybe the different environments and stuff, you really are like a sponge. You soak up all that energy, okay? You've got to sort of stay a little bit more detached, try to stay
mm-hmm.
centered, focus on what you're wanting, okay?
Right.
And mm-hmm. ask the angels around you with positive people, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I see all these hearts around you. I am getting you're going to be with someone that's really emotionally stable, that you're going to feel secure with, and you're really going to want to have a life with, okay?
Yes.
So you just have to, you know, one day at a time. What I want to do now, Sherelle, though, is I want to invite Barbara in. You need a little bit of a healing to, you know, to clear up this energy so that when you do move forward, it's, you know, all that, the other stuff is going to be cleared away. Is that okay?
Yes. Thank you, DC. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. Okay, we are going to be doing some Dear Innate statements. And the innate is a part of our being that connects different parts of our being. It connects our mind and our Akashic records and our subconscious and our higher self. And it just does a wonderful job of connecting things and helping us to release things. So
okay.
I'm going to be making these statements, and I want you to repeat them out loud. Okay?
Okay. Dear innate, go ahead.
Okay. Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive the choices that I made.
Dear innate, I forgive the choices that I made.
Dear innate, I release any belief that I need to be punished.
Dear innate, I release any belief that I need to be punished.
Dear innate, I know that God has already forgiven me.
Dear innate, I know God has always forgiven me.
Dear innate, I have the clarity to make the best choice.
Dear innate, I have the clarity to make the best choice.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I'm only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself now.
Dear innate, I am now accepting. Hold on, I forgot. Can you repeat it?
I open my heart to loving and accepting myself now.
Dear innate, I am open to loving and accepting myself now.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, I release money.
Dear innate, I release money.
Dear innate, I know that money is just a tool.
Dear innate, I know this money is just a tool.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to utilize money.
Dear innate, it is easy to utilize money.
Dear innate, I attract money.
Dear innate, I attract money.
Dear innate, I allow money to flow into my life.
Dear innate, I allow money to flow into my life.
Dear innate, I create my own existence.
Dear innate, I create my own future.
Dear innate, I release all worry.
Dear innate, I release all worry.
Dear innate, I release all doubt.
Dear innate, I release all doubt.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to live my life.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to live my life.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Dear innate, I am loved.
And I want you to take a nice deep breath.
Exhale. Inhale.
How do you feel?
I feel better. Very powerful affirmation. Yes.
Wonderful. You are so
now,
welcome.
Now, who is innate? I wonder what is so. When I say they're innate, who is that? Who is innate?
It is a part of you. You have an innate body. Just like you have a physical body, a mental body, an emotional body, a spiritual body, you also have an innate body. And I consider it kind of our spiritual consciousness because it connects the physical with the other parts of us.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies.
You
Thank
are welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Cheryl. Good from you, hon. God bless.
Same to you. Y'all have a great evening, okay?
You too.
Feel better.
You too. Thank
All
you.
Right. You're awesome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're moving to our next caller from area code 216. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Sharon. Sharon.
Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sharon.
Okay.
Hi,
what can we do for you today, Sharon?
What's that?
I said, what can we do for you today?
Well, I just want to see what you can pick up for me. Anything you can pick up for me, DC, how's that? It doesn't matter. Any changes, romance, work, whatever you pick up.
I'm getting the word trust, Sharon, the word trust.
Okay.
Trust. Okay. What do you have to trust? And I'm getting, you sort of have to let go of things that, like, no longer serve you.
Okay.
Okay. Things that maybe you don't need any longer is what I'm getting. Okay. What are they showing me? Okay. It feels like, you know, like you're afraid to move forward. Okay. But Archangel Michael is with you to help you to go forward. Because if you don't go forward, you get to where you need to be, Sharon. Okay?
Okay.
And this is, you know, your time to move forward. You know, and it's a time for things to change around you. Does change scare you?
No, not really. No, I can't really say it does.
Okay. Because I'm getting the word change and getting rid of the way that you used to do things, you know, try to do things in a different way, you know?
Okay.
Is what I'm being shown. Okay, and there may be
okay,
a little craziness. There may be, like, a little bit of craziness, but... You know, when you might say, oh, my gosh, you were right. You know, like things are falling apart. Well, they're not falling apart. They're actually falling together for you, okay?
Okay?
And while all this is going on, you know, the angels are with you. There's nothing to worry about, okay? You've got to let go of the stress. You're holding on to some stress that you certainly don't need to hold on to, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying, you know, we're going to help you. Whatever you need, you know, just ask us. And... they'll guide you every step of the way. They'll give you, you know, signs to go this way, that way. All you have to do is just, like, really listen to your angels, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what are they showing me? Okay, I'm getting the word forgiveness. Who do you have to forgive? Is it yourself or someone else? Is there something, like, going on presently? Because I'm getting the word, like you said, forgiveness.
I don't need to forgive anybody. Everything seems
okay.
Well in the relationship.
Okay, because I am, you know, I am getting, maybe it's something like that you're going through and not realizing, and it's sort of like you're a sponge, like as if everybody spilled their energy on the table and you're like this little sponge, you're just picking it all up, okay?
You're right.
So the angels are showing me, they're saying, oh my gosh, she's the sponge, she's just picking up all of this stuff, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you've got it. There is some kind of forgiveness. I don't know exactly what it is, but
okay.
If it's yourself
or
someone else, get rid of it. You know, like whatever that is. Okay. Have you been taking care of yourself and just like, you know, forgetting about life, like, you know, the adult life and just getting out and playing a little bit? Because I'm getting, you know, just, you know, connecting with that beautiful inner child will really help you to feel so much better.
Okay.
Okay, have you done anything like that?
Well, I'm studying right now for an exam for work, for a license I have to pass. I want to see if you
okay.
picked up that. So right now I haven't been going out. That's what I've been focused
okay.
on.
Okay, so as you're being focused and everything, what I'm getting is, like, it's just, you know, it's there's a lot there. Like, even if you take just, like, a little break here and there, okay?
Okay.
And do something like a little fun. It's really going to help you. So, you know, you're studying, but you still, like, you know, even if you took a little while off, like a half hour, watch the show and just sort of regroup there, okay? Because the angels are saying you've got so much going on, Sharon. Like, there's things that you, like, should be getting to when you're, you know, you're finding it hard to, like, get all the, you know, like the time and the energy to get things done, Okay?
Okay.
So they're saying with everything you're doing. And then sometimes you'd rather, you know, be, you know, by yourself than with others, you know? Which isn't a, you know, it's not a bad thing. Okay.
Yeah, I've been like that lately because I've been studying a lot. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so there's a woman coming forward from the other side. I believe it's a C name. Okay, do you have any idea who it could be with the letter C?
Oh, gosh, I've got to think a minute. I'm sure it'll come up, gosh.
Okay. Is there any reference to February? I'm getting possibly a relative, Sharon.
If I thought about it a little, no, my grandmother's October and November. I'm trying to think of anybody in February. It's not coming up right now, but that doesn't mean it won't later. You know what I mean?
Okay. Getting a relative. Okay. Maybe there was like a special, maybe there's like something like a date in February or something. But I am getting like relative. And I'm also getting, what are they showing me? Possibly like something in March as well. So were there any kind of like gatherings or something like February or March? They would have been two different things, but it's a relative in spirit, and it's the letter C. Okay.
Does she have a message for me?
Okay. I'm just, she's saying to, like, you've got to go back and, like, really review your family history, okay? And then you're going to have, you know, a lot of things that you're going to be, like, interested in, and it's going to help you to really, like, to go forward on, is what she's saying, family history. This person, the seed name, loves to laugh. Okay, so maybe that's why I was saying take time to just, you know, like to watch it like a half-hour show or something. But she's saying that, you know, like you've got to take time out to just do crazy things, like fun kind of things. You know, like DC was saying, the like the inner child stuff. Okay, she's just saying you smile and laugh. So whoever the C name was, it's a relative, she wants you to laugh more, and she's saying there's so much that you're here to do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and there's like a box with different things that are important in it, and she wants you to get it to the box, okay? So I don't know what you have in this box, whether it's like photos or maybe like other things like documents that may be important.
Yeah, I have the box. You have a box.
Okay, but she's saying, you know, she wants you to start living your life, okay? And,
okay.
You know, to do things, like, a little bit differently, okay? She wants you to be happy, and she's saying, you know, the relatives on the other side, they're there to help you, Sharon, okay? They're asking you to just think about them. I'm seeing, like, a home, and it looks like almost like a country setting. Like maybe like, you know, some like a family home of sorts where people gathered. But it looks like, you know, it's beautiful. There's grass, like a country setting.
My grandmother's home.
So I don't know if it's a relative that maybe you visited. There's like, what are they showing me? I'm seeing like books in the corner there. Okay, so, and I'm seeing like a little boy in spirit. Did you have, like, a relative that passed when you were young, possibly?
Well, I lost a son. A miscarriage.
Excuse me? I couldn't hear you.
That's okay. I lost a baby, a son.
Yeah, the baby is there. The baby is there, but there's, like, there is the baby next to him, but there's a little boy, like, there's a little boy as well. The little boy is playing with the baby.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a little boy in there. I was going to say there's a baby, but the baby is playing with the little boy. So they're coming in together. Okay, so the two of them are coming. And the baby, you're saying the baby has like always been by you. Okay, the baby never leaves. The baby's always around you.
Okay.
And I think at night, like when you're like a little bit more, like your mind isn't like focused on all this stuff, I don't know if you hear, like, little noises or different things, but the baby is there.
Okay.
And just
believe.
And just wants to be. Yeah. So I don't know who the little boy is. Yeah, I'm getting like a little boy, so I don't know if it's a family member's child, but I'm getting maybe possibly a Jane name with the little boy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You see me passing my exam?
You know what, is there a twin? Is there like a twin in the family? Twins? I don't know why I'm getting the word twins, but I'm getting twin.
My gosh. Not, oh, well, I know that my two aunts were almost, they looked so much alike, people thought they were twins. They were only like a year apart, but not to my knowledge,
okay.
I know any twins at all.
Okay, because I'm getting the word twins. Okay. Okay. Just hold on to the word twin, because there might be something like what a twin connection for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what was your question, Sharon?
Do you see me passing my exam? I think it's July 20th.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I see you passing the exam. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, which is awesome. No, that'll be great. But you've got to take time to relax. I mean, you can't stand, you've got to, like, you know, life is good and everything, and you're going to achieve a lot of success and everything, but you still have to take time for you. To make time for you, okay?
And
so you can't keep
do the same thing every night. You go to work, go home. I know you're saying change something. I know what you mean. I know you do the same thing every night.
Yeah,
I get you. I get you.
Yeah, and I'm getting your the baby and stuff is just sitting there like sort of relaxing, like trying to show you, like relax, you know. Do you have, like, any friends around or anything? Because I feel like somebody may, like, actually be sent by the angels to get you out to actually relax.
Yeah, my girlfriend, I have a really good friend, Jill. She's a teacher. She's a really good friend. I just have it because I work every day, you know what I mean, except weekends. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Jill,
And I'm just being shown, like, a rainbow, hun.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know if you've noticed any rainbows. And, well, excuse me, who's the relative that likes to cook? Because I'm smelling, like, delicious, like, different, like almost like Italian food in the kitchen. It smells really good.
My grandma.
Yeah, because that's what I'm smelling. Like, the food smells delicious. Okay. And I get, like, I feel like she's, like, there. Do you ever play music while you're cooking or doing anything? Because I feel like, you know, if you put music on softly, it's sort of, she loves music.
I play music even in my car when I'm driving. Oh, yeah, I love music.
Well, she loves the music, too. And I just, like, maybe, like, next time when you're, like, listening to the music, just pay attention to see what you feel around you. Okay? Because
okay.
I do feel, like you said, I do feel like, you know, you have a lot of souls with you. You know, as you're, you know, around the house and doing things, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to take time for you, okay? There's, like, a lot of good luck and everything around you. Your loved ones are with you. They're saying they're here to support you. And they want you to continue on your spiritual journey as well as your physical journey, okay?
Okay.
But make sure that you remember, like, to, you know, to take care of the physical vessel, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like you need a little bit of, maybe like a little bit of healing to just get you back on track, like a little tune-up there. Are you up for that?
Sure.
Okay. Barbara?
Okay. We are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So just repeat what
okay.
I say. Dear innate, I give myself permission to succeed.
I give myself permission to succeed.
Okay, you need to put the dear innate on there too. So
dear
your
innate I
mind
give myself.
You're talking to it.
Okay. Innate, I give myself permission to succeed.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live my life.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Safe about what is
dear innate? It is safe for me to live my life.
Oh, okay. Dear innate, it is safe for me to live my life.
Dear innate, I can accomplish anything I desire.
Dear innate, I can accomplish anything I desire.
Dear innate, I release all worry.
Dear innate, oh, I release all worries.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fears.
Dear innate, I release all guilt.
Dear innate, I release all guilt.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for anything I've ever done.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for anything that I've forgotten.
Dear innate, I open my heart to trust.
Dear innate, I open my heart to trust.
Dear innate, now is my time to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, now is my time to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I just let go.
I just want what? Love?
I just let go.
Oh, dear innate, I have just let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Oh, wonderful. I needed that today. I'm just mentally exhausted. I needed that.
You have
Thank
the old
you.
Stuff that you've been hanging on to, but that seems to be going away now. So I think that you'll feel much better about yourself and about life, and you should have more energy. Oh, they want to clear
no,
one
I
more thing. Dear innate, I release the energy of others.
Dear innate, I release the energy of others.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. That should help too.
Thank you so much. Again, I needed that tonight.
Well, you are welcome, and thank you for calling us.
And take care, Sharon. And you make sure you
thank
play
you.
A little bit.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. And our next caller is the beautiful Helena.
Hi.
Hello,
just in time for speakers. Hello. I'm just wondering, will you be on maybe after 8:15 Eastern? Because maybe there'll be less sound effects then.
I don't know.
All right. Otherwise, we can do it now, and I'll keep muting myself. Although I am going to be jumping on a train in literally 1 minute. Oy, oy, oy. But this is never end.
Shall we do it?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it. We will do it. And if you've noticed the advertisement, it was with Jackson, with Mario and Luigi. So there's a lot of jumping involved, Felina.
Oh,
it's
tell
okay.
Me
it's
about
all,
it. All right.
It's all good. And you know what? Not only is it good for you to get, you know, a good time to get a reading, this is a good time for you to move forward and really to do something, okay? The time is perfect, Felina. Are you thinking about what it is that you want to do?
Yeah. Actually, what I... Oh, doggone. It's a doggone train. Hang on a second. Well, let me talk and walk. Yeah, I'm feeling like crazy Uber anger. I did something today that was really good. I mean, I did a fabulous... Pardon me, please. Just pardon. I think I hit somebody in the balls with my bag. Oh, dear. I can't even look back to see. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you have Albert Einstein just looking. Oh, my gosh, Alita.
Oh, boy. Poor guy.
Yeah, he's not in this car. Oh, dear.
Well, Alina, Mother Teresa's, well, and she's saying, Alina, it's okay. As long as you're not judging people, it's okay.
Well, I guess I was judging a little. I had this awesome, great day with the radio doing this live remote from this incredible, I'm sorry for the noise, this incredible environmental music festival regarding Pete Seeger. And I don't know, came back feeling, I think it's just the guy. I think he's walking okay.
Run, Helena, run.
Oh, my God. but I'm feeling like this crazy anger, just feeling like I'm not appreciated or understood with those people. And also, though, could it be I had to share a tent with someone that I have an interesting relationship with. It's a colleague, and it's either been good or it's been a little brutal with this woman. Sometimes there's jealousy and craft, and sometimes there's been periods of genuine kindness and friendship and periods of genuine meanness and BS.
Wow.
Did I pick up anything?
Okay.
Pardon?
I said, okay.
Yeah. Did I pick up anything sleeping in her car last night?
I see Joan is on one side, Ginger's on the other side, and they're saying, all is well, Helena, just hang in there, be strong, okay? And they're saying, you know what, let go of all that crap. You know, don't get yourself in, like, the victim mode, okay? They're saying they want you to think about all the good stuff, and they want you to go forward because this is your time, and they don't want you to waste any time, okay?
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, in that kind of mode, you're going to miss out on this good energy that's around you, hon, okay?
Yeah.
And they're saying, and it's a good time to get some exercise, so... You know, running isn't a bad thing. Run. So I said, run, Helena, run. Okay? Just kidding. Like, you really got to, you know, you've got to be honest with yourself about everything. Whatever you're feeling, you know, feel it and be honest with yourself. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, you know that, like, all people are not going to be truthful. They're not going to be nice. You know, it's just life. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're like that because they have fears within them, okay? Okay, so I'm getting, you do need a little time to just maybe, like, meditate a little bit in order to really, to be honest, with all the stuff that you're feeling within and allow all this, like, to truly be healed already. Because, like I said, this is a good time for you and you really need to concentrate on what's important, but you've also got to set some boundaries, Helena, okay? You've got to be clear and honest of what you expect, you know, from other people, okay? And when you do, you know, everything is going to be better. And you just have to make sure, like I said, you have to put those boundaries in place. And sometimes maybe putting boundaries in place might involve a little bit of conflict or confrontation, and that's probably not what you want to have, okay? But the angels are saying, Helena, we're going to be with you, and you're going to do it, like, in a loving way. So others are actually going to, they're going to be, like, really respecting you, okay? So don't be afraid to, like I said, you know, those people, you know, with the lady that you're speaking of, you've got to have your boundaries in place, okay? And
nothing went down. I'm just but wondering, because I'm, like, feeling such anger and resentment. It's like I left there as soon as we were finished, partially because I've got to get home. And the other thing that's so frustrating to me is where I live, that it's always a problem. And I want to make that change. And I just don't know how, because it doesn't seem that there's a way to do it. But
there's a fear of change, Helena. There's, like, fear within you of change. You want to do it. You want to try something. But there's something holding you back. And
well, it's no money and no credit. I mean,
okay, but all you have to do is start, you know, like, putting everything, like, out there. I'm getting that this is, like, a really good period that you're, like, coming into. Okay? So
okay.
Take advantage in all different ways so that you can start manifesting. Okay? It's sort of holding on to a mentality of lack. You've got to let it go. Okay?
Okay.
You've got to breathe deeply. You've got to relax. And you've got to start connecting with those dreams. Okay? Allow yourself. Because this is a beautiful, beautiful time for you where you can really start to achieve everything. Okay?
You have no idea how badly I want that, to achieve everything and to get to my dreams.
They're within your reach, but there's some kind of fear within you, like Ginger's like almost like an X-ray machine. There's a fear within you, Helena, and it's like so unreasonable. Okay? It's not logical and stuff. And you've got to allow, like, you know, Barbara to come in and Archangel Michael and really to calm that fear down. And once you name everything you're afraid of, you get rid of it, okay?
Okay.
So what I want to do is I want to invite Barbara in to really, you know, we're gonna see what's going on. And you've just got her for a second before she connects. You've got to close your eyes and try to take a couple deep breaths. Okay? And then Barbara's going to come in and connect, and we're going to get rid of those fears, okay?
Yes. I keep going back
to
mute and unmute. Thank you, GC.
Okay, honey. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, Helena. Here we go.
Okay.
Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release all of the fear.
Dear Nate, I release all of the fear.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of the noise around me.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of the noise around me.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of offending others.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of offending others.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that other people will not think I'm nice.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that other people will not think I'm nice.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will take on other people's negativity.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will take on other people's negativity.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will never move.
Yeah, dear Nate, I release the fear that I will never move.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will never change.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will never change.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will always hold myself back.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will always hold myself back.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will never be great.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will never be great.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will die alone and living in poverty.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will die alone and living in poverty.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will never get past the lack in my life.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that I will never get past lack in my life.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of being who I am.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of being who I am.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of being who I desire to be.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of being who I desire to be.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of not being able to live up to my own expectations.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of not being able to live up to my own expectations.
Dear Nate, I release the fears that hold me back.
Dear Nate, I release the fears that hold me back.
Dear Nate, I release the fears that I got from my parents.
Dear Nate, I release the fears that I got from my parents and my Aunt Roro.
Dear Nate, I
release my
the fears that I got from the church.
Dear Nate, I release the fears that I got from the church.
Dear Nate, I release the fears from the stories that I created.
Dear Nate, I release the fears from the stories that I've created.
Dear Nate, I release the fears that run my life.
Dear Nate, I release the fears that run my life.
Dear Nate, I just let them all go.
Dear Nate, I just let them all go.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have courage.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have courage.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am brave.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am brave.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am capable.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am capable.
Dear Nate, I accept that I can do the impossible.
Dear Nate, that I can do the impossible.
Dear Nate, I accept the power within me.
Dear Nate, I accept the power within me.
Dear Nate, I live in solutions.
Dear Nate, I live in solutions.
Dear Nate, I am creating my life.
Dear Nate, I am creating my life.
Dear Nate, I stand in my greatness.
Dear Nate, I stand in my greatness.
Dear Nate, I no longer hold myself back.
Dear Nate, I no longer hold myself back.
Dear Nate, now is my time to shine.
Dear Nate, now is my time to shine.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself completely.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself completely.
Dear Nate, I am phenomenal.
Dear Nate, I am phenomenal.
Dear Nate, I deserve the best.
Dear Nate, I deserve the best.
And take a nice deep breath.
Starting to feel human again, hey?
You're an eternal being of love and light. You're beyond human.
All right. I like that.
Okay, they say you're good to go.
Thank you so much. Thank you, both of you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
That's Selena.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Enjoy your trip home.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty. We are now going to our caller from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Lisa from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi,
great,
Lisa.
How are you?
I'm good. Gizmo's all better.
Yes,
awesome. Yeah.
Facebook, and I was like, yes.
So beautiful, hon. God bless. That is so beautiful.
I sent her home on hospice care, and I used homeopathic remedies and bone broth and all kinds of herbs to get her better.
Oh,
wonderful.
God bless you. I have the gift of, you know, like really helping animals, hon. You know that.
She's my heart. She only needed
yes.
time. She just needed time. That's all she needed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful news. And Jesus is with you. And I just heard the word miracles, you know.
She is, absolutely. I had everybody saying prayers, and I know that it's a gift from God. If she's with me.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, that should just, you know, like help you to really realize the gift that you have to help Gizmo and to help others as well. Okay?
Well, people don't do what you want them to do, but an animal had no choice.
Right.
She had
so
a choice.
You're, you know, it's sending them love
yeah.
and everything. You can do that and... You just have amazing, you know, beautiful spiritual gifts and, you know, expect good things to happen, you know, for yourself and for others. You bring about so many blessings, Lisa, you know, just have an attitude of gratitude and allow yourself.
Thank you,
yeah,
God.
Let yourself see you through
you.
The eyes of the divine. Because
sorry,
you're amazing.
Thank you, God. I'm picking up her poop. I do.
Yes, it shows that she's eating and it's going through her system right and coming out the way it's supposed to.
It
yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, and like I said, just my goodness, like miracles, miracles, miracles. That's what I'm getting. Oh, my goodness.
I think I'm crazy. I cheer in the yard when the poop comes out.
Well, sure you do. But you know what, Lisa, you need a little bit of healing because now is the time to let go of all of the, you know, all of the stuff that you went through, surrender it all, and allow yourself to heal, because Gizmo's healed, but you've got to heal as well, okay?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big mess.
Can we invite Barbara in now to do a little healing on you as well, hon?
Sure, thank you.
Okay.
All righty, let's see what they want to work on today. Dear innate, I have value.
Dear innate, I have value.
Dear innate, I know my value.
Dear innate, I know my value.
Dear innate, I live my value.
Dear innate, I live my value.
Dear innate, I have value just because I exist.
Dear innate, I have value just because I exist.
Dear innate, I do not need to prove myself.
Dear innate, I do not need to prove myself.
Dear innate, I completely forgive myself.
Dear innate, I completely forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive all those who've ever hurt me.
Dear innate, I forgive all of those who have ever hurt me.
Dear innate, I release their energy from my life.
What energy?
Their energy.
Oh, their energy. Dear innate, I release their energy from my life. Thank you.
Dear innate, I am creating my own reality.
Dear innate, I am creating my own reality.
Dear innate, I am open to miracles.
Dear innate, I am open to miracles.
Dear innate, I deserve miracles.
Dear innate, I deserve miracles.
Dear innate, I receive miracles.
Dear innate, I receive miracles.
Dear innate, I connect with the magic of life.
Dear innate, I connect with the magic of life.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Dear innate, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Dear innate, I utilize the power of love.
Dear innate, I utilize the power of love.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, I deserve it.
Dear innate, I deserve it.
Take a nice deep breath.
That feels better. I want to go on that train ride with Helena. That sounds fun.
She just gets to have such a fun life, and she doesn't even know it yet. But one day she'll catch on.
I hope she does. That sounds amazing to me.
Yeah. Okay. So there are going to be some things coming into your life, and they want you to see the good in every situation and really see how you can benefit. Okay?
Is that more bad stuff I have to learn lessons from?
No, they're saying this is good stuff.
Good stuff. I need some good stuff.
Okay. Well, then see the good in
the good
stuff.
The good and the stuff. Okay.
All right. Wonderful.
Thank you both. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being just the wonderful girls that you are. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. And thank you, Lisa. You sound like an angel, honey. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. And that was our last caller with her hand up. So,
okay.
We are done. We had 10
well,
seconds
Well, it was a great evening to help some people. I feel happy. And hopefully Helena doesn't run into the gentleman again with her bag. If so, run, Helena, run.
Hopefully he's learned to, shield himself, so no problem.
Yeah, or get out of her way.
No, really.
And Jackson is saying, don't sweat the small stuff. And by the way, it's all small stuff, everybody. It was really funny, Barbara. I don't know if you read my post. When I was advertising the show, oh, my gosh, yeah, like, here I am. You know, I cleaned up everything. There was nothing around, and all of a sudden I'm making Jackson his eggs, and he likes blueberries and a milkshake. So I'm making his breakfast, and I turned around, and there was not one spot that was clear. And I was just like, oh, God. And he said, hey, why are you calling God? He's busy today. And then I just burst out laughing, and he burst out laughing, and that was the end of that, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
So I had to laugh. I was like, I couldn't believe it. In a matter of like maybe like 10 minutes while I got everything prepared, he just had everything from everywhere out. It was just like, oh, my goodness, Jackson.
Yep.
But he's in the terrible place, and he'll argue with you every step of the way.
Oh, it's just
so
keeping
funny.
Your life more and more interesting.
He is. He really, really is. Well, I thank you, Barbara, for the time we spent together. Yeah, Callie. Yeah, you saying hi to Auntie Barbara? Oh, she's trying to give the phone a kiss. Yeah, that's Auntie Barbara.
Thank you, Callie.
She's asking me how I get you out of the phone. How did she come out of there? Oh,
oh, too funny.
Picking up from where Jen dropped off, she said. She's here and she's going to learn too. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you again, Barbara, and I look forward to connecting with you, I guess, on Thursday.
Okay. And have
okay.
fun on Tuesday. Stay in your power.
I will. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night. Bye.
Good night, everybody.